This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Jim Patton with this ABC 10 News update. One man is dead after a stabbing in Claremont. We are told police responded to an injury call on Bowden Avenue. They arrived to find the victim dead at the scene and a suspect with a knife. Now, the suspect fought with officers, had to be placed in a wrap. He was taken to the hospital. SDPD's homicide unit is investigating. It is the start of Wildfire Preparedness Week here in California, and Cal Fire could soon get a drastic increase in the number of firefighters that they have ready to go when a wildfire erupts. Today, the California Senate Appropriations Committee will hear a bill to add more firefighters to the force. Senate Bill 1062 would require the state to immediately add over 1,100 firefighters to Cal Fire, as well as another 18 full crews over the next 2 years. Well, kids 18 and under can now ride public transit for free for at least 1 year. Sandag's Youth Opportunity Pass program is the first of its kind in the region. This is the first week with the program in effect. A youth pass is normally $23 a month, which can be a lot for families, especially with multiple kids. To get the free fare, they will need to download and sign up on the Youth Pronto app on their phone, or they can get a physical Youth Pronto card from a number of retail stores around the county. And just like that, Megan, mobile. You can go to all kinds of places.
Everything is, right? Yeah, that's pretty cool. And we are starting off our weekday with more of that May gray type pattern. And we will see increasing sunshine into the afternoon, though some coastal areas may only see partial clearing today. By that, I mean maybe only have a few hours of sunshine before the clouds roll back in this evening. 60s for the coast and mountains, 70s inland with 90s in the deserts. More of the same tomorrow, which also includes gusty winds targeting the mountain and desert areas, though not as windy as yesterday. We'll see westerly winds 25 to 45 miles per hour. 5 to 10 degrees warmer for the second half of the week, with faster clearing of the marine layer starting on Wednesday, and then minor cooling as we head into our Mother's Day weekend. Jim?
Megan, thank you very much. And for the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jim Patton.